Last thing we discussed was using the same oven for milchiks and fleishiks, and how to do that, even though preferably a person should have two separate ovens for milchik and fleishik, and we spoke about microwaves also. Okay, I want to speak now about sinks and dishwashers, and dish towels and whatever. Dishwashers, not really a practical problem here on the Moshav. I don't know of anybody who has an electric dishwasher. Anybody here have an electric?
Yeah.
We do, and we're not the only ones.
Okay.
Okay,
if that's the case, so then I maybe really shouldn't speak about it, since nobody has many shilas about it. In any case, preferably you should not use a dishwasher for both milchiks and fleishiks, or even milchiks and pariv, or fleishiks and pariv, but have it just for either all fleishiks or all milchiks or all pariv. There are more lenient opinions. There's a lot of problems with dishwashers, especially more modern dishwashers have other problems. There's heating elements inside the dishwasher itself, not just that the water collects inside the dishwasher. I'm told, I don't know, I haven't seen a dishwasher in a long time. So you have to really ascertain what it has, if there's a filter that holds sometimes the residue inside, so then there's mamish residue of milchiks or fleishiks inside the dishwasher when the other things are being cleaned, which is even a bigger problem. But with all of that, there are lenient opinions that you can use the same dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks. If you want to rely on those opinions, and there's a reason why you really need to do that, then you have to have different racks, and sometimes buying new racks costs as much as buying a new dishwasher. So you have to have separate racks, one for milchik, one for fleishik, and you have to preferably run the dishwasher one empty cycle between the milchiks and the fleishiks. Okay. Does anybody here have a dishwasher they use for both milchiks and fleishiks? Okay, so that's... What? Okay. More relevant to the Moshav is sinks. I assume everybody has sinks. They're preferably here also. You should have separate sinks for milchik and fleishik. That is ideal. If you have two separate sinks, but they are adjoined, now there's really one piece. Usually those sinks are metal, and they're connected in the middle. That's okay. You can use one part for milchik, one part for fleishik. You should be careful that while you're washing milchik dishes, it doesn't splatter into the fleishik side or vice versa. Some people, because of that, if the sinks are mamish right next to each other, right, with a very small area separating them, they put up a lot of Israeli sinks. There's a mechitza that separates between the two sides, in where the sinks are mamish separated. Like most of the metal two basin sinks are, there's a nice separation. You don't really need that. The fact that it's one kli would be only a problem if you actually cooked in the sink. Since you don't do that, and it's all water that comes into the sink, it's not a problem of being one piece. What else? What if you don't have two sinks? You have one sink, and you want to use it for both milchiks and fleishiks. So then the ideal in that is not to wash any things directly in the sink, but to wash in separate basins. To have two separate basins, one for milchik, one for fleishik. And if you want pariv, one for pariv also, and wash the dishes in that plastic basin, and pour the water out after you finish. That is the ideal. If you don't do that, what's less than the ideal is to have a rack that sits on the bottom of the sink and that raises the dishes, pots, above, doesn't come in contact not with the sides of the sink and not with the bottom of the sink, and it doesn't come in contact with water that collects in the sink. In other words, you don't let water collect in the sink that gets high enough to touch the rack. That's why it's preferable to have a basin, because it's very difficult to control that the water doesn't rise up. Now, if by accident something falls into the sink, even if the hot water is on, even if the water is full of hot water, the sink is full of hot water, it probably doesn't make a trace. Most situations, not going to be the only possible problem could be if you have something that falls directly under the tap when it's very hot water coming out, milchik falls into the treifus sink. The sink is basically treif. Then it could be a problem. But under most circumstances, if your fork or knife falls into the sink, even if it's wet, even if there's hot water there, it's not going to be a problem. Wash it off with cold water, and it'll be okay. Also, you should be careful that if you're washing dishes on a rack, that you should make sure that the drain is clean, that you don't have things backing up milchiks into fleishiks or fleishiks into milchiks. What else? The sponges you use, the steel wool, or any other things that you use to wash dishes should be obviously different for milchiks and fleishiks. You shouldn't use the same thing for both. It's used with hot water. Gloves that you wear when washing dishes should be different from milchiks and fleishiks and wear the same gloves. Dish towels, you should have different. We shouldn't use the same dish towel for milchiks and fleishiks for what's called wiping dishes or whatever. You should have two separate ones, but you can, once you wash them in between, they're interchangeable. In other words, you can use the same one now for milchiks, wash it, and use it for fleishiks next. But at the same time, you shouldn't. What else does he have over here? Somebody asked me recently, they have a drying thing above the sink where they put the dishes after they're washed to dry. That usually the dishes are clean, so there's no residue on that. I guess 90% of the time, since you're dealing with dishes that have been cleaned. It's just there to dry. I told her that she doesn't need a separate one for milchiks or fleishiks. You put dishes on the same one, not the same time, at different times. It shouldn't be a problem. If it's possible to get something else to put the to dry the opposite one, that's fine. But if it's a big tircha, you can probably put the same things to dry. Okay. What
dish
else?
Soap.
What?
Should you have separate dish soap for you're touching them?
Must one have separate detergent bottles for meat and dairy? He says it's preferable. I don't know of any reason why. Except if you, maybe this is from the detergent people. But I really don't know. I have no idea what could possibly go wrong if you have two different bottles of.
Sometimes if you're in the middle of washing the dishes and your hands are, and you need some more soap or whatever, your hands are full of the, chicken bread.
I don't see a reason why the dafka have those two things. What else does he have over here? Does detergent require a hechsher? Yeah, lechatchila, since they make it with a hechsher, you should get with a hechsher. Even though probably our detergents and soaps don't have anything treif in them. They're all chemicals. Used to be that the detergents and soaps were made from treif ingredients, so they didn't need a hechsher. But today, most things are chemicals, but since you're using it for kalim, and it's going to come possibly, in contact with food if you don't wash it, rinse it off good. So then maybe there's they have almost everyone has asked. So it's a good idea to ask. Okay, I think that's pretty much what I wanted to cover tonight. Here, any questions on either dishwasher sinks or paraphernalia in washing dishes?
This is a new psak of the Rav, because the Rav always said the double sinks are a problem if it's connected.
After looking into it, it's not a problem. If the problem we spoke about was Pesach time, and then we said it's a problem the whole year because it's Cham Niktsasa.
Right.
But Lamaisa, since everything is at the most Irui, the most, it's not a problem. I think it's not a new psak, it's a change from what we did years ago, but I think I changed it already last year, the year before that, or whatever. It's not... at one point we said there's a problem with those sinks, and Lamaise, after looking into it, it's not a problem.
So now they can just be kosher, the sinks, and use the milk and clay next to each other?
Yeah. You have a... But they are stainless steel sinks with two basins, right? They're okay. One for milk and one for flesh. It's okay to do.
Just kosher with the rock and the hot water, the steam, like for Pesach.
Yeah. And the koshering it, you kosher, but the both sides and the board, whatever it's called, the area, right? Kosher the whole thing, and then you can use one for milk and one for flesh.
How carefully do you have to wash, and do you have to dry your hands between different parts of the kitchen?
The washing milk is a place, it's just that they shouldn't be greasy from the, and shouldn't have a bunch of milk or meat on your hands.
Do you have to dry them in between?
If they're clean? No. I mean, I don't know why you don't want them, but if they're clean, there's no problem. Your hands don't become milk or flesh. Just if there's gook all over your hands, then it's a problem. If there's not,
what about washing parva?
Washing what?
Parva and meat on the sinks.
Yeah, that also preferably shouldn't do that. If you can have parv, then get a basin, or with the parv, you could be makel even to keep it raised above the bottom in whatever sink you're washing it in. But to wash it mamish in the sink is preferably not. Probably if you did it, it's not going to make it not parv.
And if you're doing it just under the running water,
without putting it down, that's another possibility. To hold it under the water in your hands and don't put the kalim down. But I don't know how practical that is. Right? Take one thing at a time, wash it, and put it on the side or whatever. That's also okay. The main thing is it doesn't come in contact with the sides or the bottom of the sink when there's hot water being poured on. That's the main thing.
If you don't wash with boiling water, just water that's room temperature?
Room temperature? Yeah. You probably don't get clean. If you never use hot water, it's probably not a problem.
But if it's hot water hot enough that your hands are in underneath it, that...
It could be that your hands get used to even Yatzel Ledispo. Especially if the Yatzel Ledispo is 110 degrees, that's not very, very hot.